Now, we hear a lot these days about fertility, and generally that's assumed we're talking about women's bodies, the shelf life of their eggs, the duration of their fertile lives, women pushing back having children later in life, and that constant battle around family, life, career. There's a male side to this story. Yes, shared responsibility for pairing, but also a growing body of evidence that suggests that sperm from older men can contribute to conditions like autism, obesity, bipolar disorder. Now, a Belfast-based academic is arguing that we need to get men to start thinking about the whole baby thing at a much younger age than perhaps they currently do. She's Dr. Maria Lohan, a senior lecturer in nursing and midwifery at Queen's University, Belfast. Dr. Lohan, welcome.
Thank you.
We've long heard of the risks of later life pregnancies, but now we're hearing about the risks of older men's sperm. Tell us about those risks.
Yes, well, there is emerging evidence really to suggest that men's sperm over the age of 40 is, if not declining in quantity, is perhaps declining in quality. Now, there is really only emerging science on this, so I don't think we should really scare men too much about it, but there is some evidence to suggest that. And in any case, if men are leaving it until the age of 40 plus, it also means that many of their partners, female partners, are. And often the burden of responsibility of planning that lies with women.
So time to get men thinking about the notion of fatherhood and thinking about it at an earlier age.
Yes, that's right. I mean, most women have a sort of a biological reminder from early reproductive age, around 13 years of age, from their menstruation cycle, that they are reproductively active. But a lot of young men don't get those opportunities to think about themselves as reproductively active as they become sexually active.
There's been some conversation about freezing the sperm of young men, perhaps at the age of 18, and then...
Yes.
You'd see that as a bit of a cop-out, I think, in this conversation.
I do. I would regard that really as kicking the argument to touch, really. You know, the idea that men might just freeze their sperm at 18 and then not think about it until, well, into their 40s again. But then you have to ask, well, who are the partners of these 40-year-old men? And also, it's really about helping men to think about the dilemmas that women think about from an early age, whether it's about preventing an unintended teenage pregnancy, for example, or about thinking through their 20s and 30s about planning a child together. And really, I think freezing the sperm is not the answer, because medically it's not a proven example in any case. I mean, it's very vital for men who suffer severe illnesses during their young years. For example, if they're undergoing chemotherapy or radiotherapy, sperm banking should be routinely offered to these men. But it is not a universal answer, because freezing sperm is not as good a quality of sperm as a non-frozen sperm to men. So really this is exacerbating the problem rather than helping it out.
And there's benefits to a broader solution to this, is there not, of having the notion of fatherhood, of parenting discussed across the sexes early in schools, having a more measured response. And that would address both this particular issue of the declining quality of sperm, yes, but also perhaps have a more even-handed approach to the whole notion of creating families.
That's right. I think really it's time for men to really explore those issues in their lives in the way that women routinely do. For example, in relation to teenage pregnancy, parents routinely talk to their daughters about preventing an unintended pregnancy in their lives, and we're not so good, research has shown, about talking to young men about this issue. And equally, relationship and sexuality education around pregnancy in schools tends to focus on young women. And but in fact, there is a great program being offered in South Australia at the moment through Flinders University in Shine, where they constructed a program called If I Were Ben, which is really to talk to young men about unintended pregnancy during their school years. And this has also the add-on benefit of really just thinking, helping men to think through themselves as being reproductive as well as sexually active.
Maria, a fascinating discussion. There's a bit of a pincer movement, isn't there, between that argument around unintended early pregnancy and then the other side of the coin of leaving things far too late and the risks that follow it. But there's a happy medium
right,
in the middle.
I think you're right, Jonathan, because there's just a tight 20 years there to get it all right.
All right, everybody, you know your duty. Off you go. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you also.
Dr. Maria Lohan, she's a senior lecturer in nursing and midwifery at Queen's University Belfast.